Hey, Fathead, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing another cigar from the IPCPR. This one's near and dear to my heart. It's the Hoy de Nicaragua Black. And of course, last year, Hoy came out with the red. This is at the opposite end of the spectrum. This is more in the wheelhouse for what I typically expect from Hoya, with their typical profile being sort of full-bodied, medium plus or full-bodied, and that's what I like, and that's why I've always enjoyed Hoya cigars. I believe this is the first time that Hoya's ever used a Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Most of the blends that come out of Hoya are Nicaraguan Puros, so this is going to be very interesting. I'm a big fan of Mexican San Andreas, and I'm excited to see how Hoya mixes that up with their tobacco. So this is the Toro. Going to be a bit of a long smoky experience today. The Toro is a 6x52. That's a bit of a long one, so we'll get into this and get smoking. Talking about the nose here, lots of cedar, maybe some hints of spices, but really just dominated by cedar on the wrapper. Nothing much else there. There's some elegant sweetness in the foot, though. Very interesting, actually. There's a lot of sort of stewed fruit sweetness. So, I'm excited. We're going to get cracking here and get smoking. All right, we're on to the favorite part for me, which is the toasting and the lighting and the actual smoking. So we'll get cracking here. All right, we're nice and lit here, so we're going to do a V-cut. Got a nice centered V-cut that time. Tons of chocolate off the start, trailing sweetness. You would think the chocolate would be very sweet up front. What I get is that chocolate and some light cedar. And then the sweetness is almost post-draw. It hits really at the end of the draw, and it's very subtle, light plus. You know, normally when I smoke a lot of Hoyas, they're very in your face to start. This is a very subdued start, so I'm kind of curious to see how this goes. Retrohale is very sweet, almost like toasted marshmallow. It's got a very light, airy quality to it. I'm excited to see what happens in the first third. So we're 10 minutes in the Hoya Black here, and there is some spiciness starting to develop. It's subtle. It's about equal strength, the amount of rich sweetness that I'm getting off of this. And it does linger on the post-draw, but it falls from sort of a medium strength on the regular draw to about a light level on the post-draw. So if you're not a big fan of spice, this probably isn't going to be too overwhelmingly spicy for you. I can't even describe the retrohale on this. It's so elegant. It's so rich on the sweetness, but again, it's not an overpowering sweetness. It's just got so many layers to it. I mean, I wouldn't describe it as toasted marshmallow, but it's almost approaching toasted marshmallow. What a fantastic start. I'm really excited to see where the rest of this cigar goes. Sitting at the 20-minute mark, and the chocolate's becoming a little bit more pronounced here. It was a little subtle to start out with, and the sweetness, that rich sweetness, was kind of overpowering it. Now I'm getting a lot more of that chocolate at the start of the post-draw, mixing in with the rich sweetness, and then again you're getting that spices. The spices are kind of waxing and waning, so some draws they're quite to the forefront, like a medium, almost medium plus, and a lot of the draws they're just at a light plus, and again just kind of lingering on the tongue at the end of the draw. This is an outstanding start. If the rest of the cigar is like this, this is going to be a no question box split box buy for me. This is absolutely fantastic, and I'm not normally a big fan of the Toro Vitola, so if it's performing like this in the Toro, I can't imagine what it performs like in the other Vitolas. Just passing the 50-minute mark, and there is a profile change here going into the middle third. The chocolate is kind of dropping off. It's still there, but it's very light, and that elegant sweetness is kind of giving way to a bit of cedar. So the cedar's kind of taking over the profile. I don't know if that's going to be the profile in the middle third, but certainly that's the shift as it goes from the first third to the middle third. As you can see, I'm getting a lot of smoking time out of this. Typically, when I smoke a Toro, I'm expecting to get, you know, a minimum of an hour and a half, and I'm kind of aiming for an hour and 45 to 2 hours for smoking time. To me, that's about right to let the cigar present all the flavors that it's got. If you smoke faster than that, you're probably going to run over a lot of the flavors there. So I'm excited to see what happens here in the middle third. I'll certainly be checking back in. So I was mentioning that the chocolate was kind of falling off. Well, as I'm into the middle third now, not transitioning, but in the middle third, that chocolate's kind of coming back. It's fighting against that cedar and the regular draw. It is less pronounced than the first third, but it's come back. I'm still getting that rich sweetness in the retrohale. It is a little bit more subdued because it was sort of very bold and big in the first third. It's a little bit more nuanced in the second third, and I'm looking forward to see where the rest of the cigar goes. just passing the hour and 10 minute mark at the halfway point of the Hoya Black here, and I'm getting what I can really only describe as like an Islay peated smoke here. It's very subtle. It's more like a campfire smoke, but it's rich. It kind of mixes in with that chocolate. It's a great combination. I mean, this, I can't say it enough. This cigar is fantastic. I will be seeking out boxes of this. I'm going to look at the available Vitolas. I might even get a sample pack just to see what Vitola smokes best, in my opinion. But this Toro is amazing. So a lot of cigar to go, probably another 30 to 40 minutes of smoking time. I'll be checking back in. Approaching the hour and 50 minute mark and getting into the last third here, there's some earthiness entering in at about a medium strength as it transitions. Not normally a big fan of big earthiness, but still very enjoyable. The middle third was absolutely fantastic, and I'm looking forward to seeing where the Hoya Black goes in the last third here. Coming up on the 2 hour mark, definitely in the final third here, that earthiness that was really prominent going into the last third is kind of abated. It's fallen back to a light plus, allowing that chocolate to come back and play in there. Still getting a little bit of that Islay smokiness there. And of course, the retrohale has still got that rich quality with a little bit of spices. The spice is becoming quite light here by the last third. Still probably have another 15 minutes of cigar here before we wrap up. Wrapping up the Hoya Black Toro. Fantastic smoke. I'll be seeking these out. I'll definitely be seeking these out in a few different Vitolas to see how they perform versus the Toro. Outstanding cigar. I mean, this is going to land as a high box split, maybe a box buy. I mean, I'm certainly going to be seeking out boxes of these. And like I said, I'm going to be seeking out different Vitolas to see how they perform. If you enjoyed our cigar review, give us an up thumbs, up vote, up arrow, toss us a comment. You can always toss us a line, surgeon@cigarfederation.com. Make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com. We'll certainly be having a lot of reviews of the post-IPCPR cigars. Thanks for checking it out. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.